Well, I'm talking to Lyndon Dakin, part owner of Pachacuti.
Pachacuti.
It just won the sweepstakes, a two-year-old sweepstakes, and what a terrific win it was. And you and your brother Simon must be wrapped with this two-year-old.
He's back from Thailand yesterday, so he didn't come down tonight, but that's for me to do the honours, of course. But he'll be wrapped, I reckon.
All right, take us through how you came by this horse and through its progress.
Well, it was a few years ago, Brian Hughes came over the horse for his dominion, older Serena, and we're looking to purchase a mare. We haven't lined up, it fell through. And he came up with this one that he'd actually been training, and he said it showed a lot of promise, but it didn't quite go on. So
that was Tyrrell Zaray.
Tyrrell Zaray. So we got her, and she won her first three starts, which was very good. But she had a few little faults, and when we bred us like the first time with her, and we lost that foal, and this is the first foal.
Second foal. Well, look, tonight, let's go through the race. You must have been pretty happy. Gareth got him into the 1x2, and the Fodge on favourite led. But, boy, crikey, when he let him go three wide and he moved to him on the corner, geez, he showed a lot of courage to get to the line.
Yeah, he just seems to keep improving every run, you know, which is a good trait for him. So didn't show a lot of gates, but out of the gate, he dropped, got back, like I said, threw back the outside. And he's a little bit of a gallop up the straight here. I thought, oh, well, you know, he's not going to do things right tonight, but when he went three wide, he got on his gate and away he went.
Looks like he's got a good future.
Well, we hope he keeps improving. So today was a good step, so we'll see what happens in a month's time for Danny Patch.
All right, well, Barry, your trainer, Barry Rattray, he's always been confident that this horse would make the grade.
Early on, probably not, because he's a bit slow to get going, but he just said he just keep improving, so he said we'll have a horse to play with him, so it'd be a bit of fun, he reckons. So he's probably exceeded all expectations so far.
How does he get the name Pachacuti?
Well, that's a funny one, because we had to put the names in. My brother put three in, and we had three, and I'm not really good at naming horses, so the kids went off a few cartoons and goes back to a Incan lord whose name was Pachacuti, and I thought, that sounds right, so we threw that in, and up it came.
So the kids got the name?
More or less, yeah.
All right, look, well done. Let's hope the Pachacuti keeps on doing it for you, Lyndon.
Oh, we certainly hope so.